Hard, harder, hardest. This week, God tells us that the reason for some of our laws is that we are all Avdei Hashem, that we are all, each of us, an Eved to God. And that word Eved has three different meanings, three different challenges, and they go from hard to harder to hardest. The first, an Eved Hashem, is a worshiper of God. The sacrificial service is called the Avodah service. It's the same word. I'd like to set a scene for each of you. Hopefully it won't touch too close to home, but imagine a Saturday morning. The sun is out, the weather promises to be beautiful, the beach is pretty close, and yet the plan is to go to synagogue. The effort to get up, to put a suit on instead of a bathing suit, to get to the car, to turn it on, to come to synagogue. The effort to, while in the synagogue, to ignore our friends but try and pray to God is enormous. But God tells us, each of us, our identity is as an Eved Hashem, is as a worshiper of God. So we have to be true to that identity. We have to struggle and try and meet this part of ourselves, a worshiper of God. The next definition, a servant of God. Eved can also be a servant, someone who serves. It gets even more challenging. How many of us can write multiple page long to-do lists? Our life is full of things we have to accomplish, and we have to add one more. It's to serve God. Somehow we are supposed to find it in our lives to do service for God, to God. Maybe that means taking care of each other. Maybe that means observing Shabbat. Maybe that means ritual life. All of these different things can fall in this category. But harder still, not only do we have to try and pray to God, to worship God, we have to try and find ways of serving God. And then we get to hardest. Before I tell you the other definition of Eved, and those of you Hebrew scholars in the room, don't tell your friends. Go back to Egypt. We all imagine and can hear in our mind's ear Moses standing up to Pharaoh and saying, "Let my people go." But we often forget the second half of the verse. Moses says, "Let my people go so that we can go be Avdei Hashem. Let my people go so that we can go be slaves to God." That literally this word means that we were slaves in Egypt. Pharaoh owned us and God bought us. That now we are slaves unto God. Hardest. That the first thing God asks of us, it's not even a request. The first thing God tells us about ourselves as free people is that we're slaves to God. Hardest. How are we supposed to enslave ourselves upon finally reaching freedom? And the answer is twofold. The first answer our tradition gives is that slavery to God is freedom. That God is not a mortal master, but God is what is ultimate in this world. God, well, is God. And the second gets much more down to the practical. Being a slave to God is a reminder that there are times that we should not follow our hearts, our desires, that we should not just do what we want. When we are most angry, when we are most overcome with hatred, with grudges, in those moments, we must invoke the identity of slave unto God, so that we can push aside those difficult, challenging emotions and try and see the world through God's eyes. Try and see the world when God is our master, and remember that each of us is created in the image of that God. Hard, harder, hardest. This Shabbat, I wish each of us to try and live up to the challenge of embracing this identity, worshiping God, serving God, and if we can, being a slave unto God. Shabbat Shalom.